Oh, Dimitri, what do you make of that then? Pretty tough game, isn't it?
Yeah, tough game. Having said that, not much goal map action. I think both teams had two shots. We had one that side net and one that went in.
Yeah.
They scored both of theirs. But I think they were slightly better than us and probably deserved a marginal win. Individually, a few of ours were probably a little bit below par.
Okay.
But a close game that if we'd have upped our quality on the ball a little bit, we might have got something out of.
Okay, do you think that they had over you? Is it fair to say that they sort of had they were a bit more experienced, maybe a little bit more savvy on the ball?
Yeah, they were a bit more experienced. I mean, the age shows that. We had 10 players in the squad that were under 18s or below, and they only had 2, 3. So, yeah, they have got a few years on us. But, you know, we can't use that as an excuse. If we want to play this level, we've got to start learning quick. Like you say, the two goals especially were naive moments on our part, and good teams punish you. And they're a good team, and they did punish those naive moments.
Yeah. Okay. Last home game of the season, so you've got three away games to concentrate on. What are you going to ask for from the players in those last three games?
We'll want to be better on the ball than we were tonight. Everton are a good team. We expect them to have little spells. It's important when we have our spells, we retain the ball better and have more of an attacking threat than we did tonight.
Nathan Corkery is a name sort of a little bit out of left field. Is he just on trial from QPR?
Yeah, he's on trial at the moment. He didn't get a contract at QPR, so he's been in training with us all week.
Okay.
And then we're having a look at him in this game tonight.
Okay, what do you make of his debut, as it were?
Yeah, I think he had some nice touches. We wanted to influence him to influence the game a little bit more. He had some good training sessions under the belt, so the coaching team will review his kind of week and how he's done both in training and both in the games today, and then kind of work out any next steps from there.
Okay, so it's just a week-to-week basis for
yeah,
now, rather than end of the season.
We might extend it. At the moment, it was an initial first week with a view to extending it, so we'll get our heads together and see what goes on from there.
Okay, Joe Crowe back from international duty. What do you make of his performance tonight? Man of the match?
Yeah, I thought it was fully deserved. I thought he did very well. I thought Michi did well especially at centre-half. I thought both of our centre-halves were dominant, didn't really lose many aerial duels, didn't get done in behind, stepped in well and passed well. I thought they were two of our better players tonight. Joe deserved his man of the match, and I thought Michi was probably a close second behind him.
He's an interesting one, Michi, isn't he? He seems like he could play anywhere. He's such an athletic lad. I mean, is it still a case of sort of finding his best position, or is that where you guys see him, his future?
I think he's one of those ones that has got the versatility, which helps him really get plenty of games, because he can fill in a number of different positions. We do see him as a defensive type player, but he can play. He can and has played anywhere across the back four for us, which is a strength to him.